When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Hey, we're the Looters.
Hey, what's up?
Looters is a sci-fi western actual play podcast using the Stars Without Number system.
We're a group of friends getting into trouble all over the universe.
So come with us if you're into adventure.
A rocket flies out of one of these ships far behind you and crashes into the wall and blows up.
There's rockets?
It's Mario Kart.
Crazy.
Intrigue.
Can I hack into the body and maybe see if they have like a memory data bank in their brain or some shit like that I can access?
That'll
literally.
Devastating physical injury.
Just take cover.
Okay. She's a good pilot, everyone. Very good. She's very good.
And friendship.
Aww.
New episodes of Looters out every Tuesday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Previously on Dungeons & Dragons.
We got to commandeer Karen's boat. And that's what we use. So first thing, defeating the ferryman of the dead.
Right.
Defeat or persuade.
Or persuade.
And if we look like we're dead, even more of a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Charon's not going to be like, I don't know about these dead guys. No, they're just dead guys. Let's go.
Yeah.
I mean, I could plane or shift, but... Can only do that once.
Or maybe we save that.
Yes, I just wonder, what can I hit with my axe while I'm down there? Is there anything special that I can prepare for?
Tons.
What lives under the ice in the moat?
Lives under the ice?
I could hear it. Yeah. I could hear it down in the prison.
Imagine a multi-eyed, multi-tentacled monster that can speak inside your head but is undead, so all it does is go... But still maintains the power it had beforehand.
Is there something in your book that might answer some of these questions, Grant?
Oh yeah, book's full of all this great stuff. If you look at the map here, it's got this little pinging beacon. Looks like it's at the Museum of Greenest.
I think we're gonna have to go get his book.
Let's do it.
Welcome to Dungeons & Dragons. I'm your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore. He, him. Also with me today is Tom Laird.
Yeah, he, him, and I am playing Flint Firebeard.
And Carla Maxted.
She, her, playing Lipsinky Pip Diggins, also she, her.
And Amy Moore.
Yeah, she, her, playing Guile Nighthunter Oglekanu, she, they, and Thea Amastasia, she, her.
And Kyle Classett.
Hey, what's up? He, him, gonna be playing Varanox, also he, him.
Welcome, everybody. We're here for a caper. We gotta get a book back.
Uh-huh.
I love capers. Yeah.
Love a caper.
We went from all talking to all action in this episode. That's
all
right.
Planning like to no planning.
That's right.
And that's what you can do when you head to patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. Is just jump into the action because we got episodes on episodes on episodes over there, right?
Absolutely. Yes.
That's right.
Yep.
Love the positive affirmations.
Yeah.
You also get an episode dedicated to you.
To you.
Dedicated to you. Like today's patron, Corey Booth.
Hey, Corey Booth.
Thank
That's you
so much.
That's you.
That's you. You did it.
Thank you, Corey. And you can join us too and be like Corey. And it could be you.
Too.
Patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. Fuck it, let's play.
We got the book back, end of episode.
Well done, everyone.
We did it, you guys.
Great
it
caper,
happened.
Guys.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Russell okay. just post, he'll put the rest in post, so we're good.
Chop together all of our words.
Here, let me set the scene. We're all sitting around a table at a nondescript, you know, tavern
yep.
in Greenest.
Mm-hmm.
And we had just finished planning our infiltration of Orcus's lair, at least some preliminary planning. And we realized that big part of it has to do with Grancis's book, because otherwise he's useless to have around. So we should probably go get Grancis's book.
Yep, and he said there's a beacon on it. It's at the Greenest Library, so...
Oh, God, do we have to walk around with this enormous map like tourist losers through the streets of Greenest, just like...
We just hire a really good docent. It is a museum, so we'll be good.
That's about as far as we can get with that's, it. That's as far as we can go.
But that's pretty far. We're ready.
Hey, yeah.
We rolled up. I think we rolled up the map because the map was mostly of Orcus's lair with, I guess, like an inset of the greenest.
Maybe, yeah.
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 For some reason.
It's really just a bar napkin and I'm just drawing.
Yeah.
Well, Grancis says I can just summon my book. Here it is.
What a caper.
Great question.
We did it.
Yeah.
I mean, that saved a lot of time and effort.
We figured it out.
Amy set up the whole episode. We've solved it twice.
Grancis can actually summon his book. It's fine.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It turns out it flew right to him. He was all like, book, just like in Hocus Pocus, and just flew right to him.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Well, you've solved my book puzzle. Thanks, everybody.
Or Amy really did set the scene. We're in the pub. We're in Greenest. We've rolled up our map. We're ready to head to the library. And by library, I mean museum.
Well, we're going to stop at the library on the way to the museum.
You arrive at the library realize you're not supposed to be there.
Lipsinky got a bit confused because library, book, I mean, it kind of made sense, but
that's right.
Smart people, places, those
it is
are both.
Just a book that he's going to check out from the library. Like, it's actually not his book specifically,
and the
but
little
he could
slip
have
it
for
it
the next 3 weeks.
Over and over and over and
over
again.
And over again. The real challenge is that he has an enormous fine to pay, but no money. So we're going to have to figure out how to get the librarian to give him the book.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Or whatever Russ has planned.
Yeah,
yes.
Go ahead,
or
honey.
The caper.
We're ready.
That's totally fine. You find yourselves in the Greenest Museum. There is a what are they called?
Fountain.
No. look at my hands.
Well, I'm looking at the hands. I thought you were miming.
Reception desk.
Exhibit is the word. Yes. There's an exhibit on the Red Dragon attack that was stopped by Flint, Thea, and New Lara. There are various smaller exhibits, one put on by Julie's doilies. Varnox, you see one off into the distance. What's that one?
It's an exhibit of the construction of this museum, meant solely to house the heroic deeds that have gone on around the land.
You see all of these, and they're all very intricate. And then in the middle of this massive you could call it a chamber or a ballroom or some sort of large exhibit space, where there is very bare floors. Just nondescript tapestries of Greenest and their various insignias on the walls, but there is a pedestal in this glass case that's surrounding the entire pedestal, and hovering in on this pedestal is this old rickety, torn up leather book.
Dang it, I could have set it to exhibit with the book instead of it being in this thing.
I thought it was going to be antique spoons, so...
That would have been good, too.
And the seven of you have entered this chamber and are standing looking at this glass case with this book inside, and Grancis pipes up and says, well, there it is.
Just show him your ID, tell him to give your book back.
Yeah, is your name... In the front cover, can you just say, actually, that's mine. I donated it to the museum, but I'd like to take it back just for a short while.
Oh, that's probably a good idea. Who is it? Who do you think we should talk to about that?
Is there a docent nearby?
Curator of some kind?
Excuse me? You there?
Yes.
Yes, kind sir. That is my book.
Which book?
Oh, sorry. The book in the middle of the big chamber with the big spotlight on it. The glass.
Yes, I know the book you're referring to.
The Do Not Touch tablet. The commemorative plaque that says this was a book by the leader of the Decimator of Dragons who perished on the way to the Well of the Dragons.
Ah, yes, that plaque, that book, of course.
Well, I'm him.
Oh, well, we were told he died.
Several times. Several times, right, everybody?
Nope, you're alive. This is the only you.
Keep this guy down.
Can't stop, won't stop. Never stop, never stop, and I live life all the way to the fullest.
Well, it's interesting, because we were given the book after you died.
Yeah.
And now you would like it back?
Well, yeah, because I am not dead anymore.
Okay.
What do you need as proof? I could give you my name. Grancis Thrandor Ashton.
Well, my good friend, that just sounds like you're making that up on the spot.
And what is your name? Hopefully you don't make it up on the spot.
Mortimer Jones.
That sounds like a pretty solid name.
That does sound like the name of someone that would work at a museum.
Sounds like he knew his name.
Well, so you've got a name, I've got a name, and that's my book. What can we do?
He pulls his pockets out.
I don't have any money.
Well, I don't think you have to purchase something that is yours.
True.
Okay. Yes. What do you need, Mortimer?
Well, we do have more of a finders keepers rule here at the museum.
The finders keepers of the Royal Museums of Faerun. I get it. Yeah.
Yep. I'm glad you're familiar. I guess a written affidavit from some sort of royalty, or maybe the mayor of Greenest.
Oh, the mayor of Greenest. Hey, you folks know the Greenest folks, right?
Varnox looks at himself, says, yes.
Yeah? What do you mean, the Greenest folk? Like, everybody?
Because you saved with the dragon, right?
Wait a minute.
Mortimer, don't you recognize?
All starting, and he like points to a giant tapestry that's on the wall behind him. He says, that's you. You're Thea. Yeah.
Yes.
And Flint, look, he's shiny now.
And Flint's here too, and they are heroes.
I would not have recognized him. The beard is the same, but the rest is all very different.
So does that change your mind?
Actually, yes, it does. And he's the leader of the Decimator of Dragons, so...
I am the leader of the Decimator of Dragons, Grancis Thrandor Ashton.
I'm going to go leave a note for my manager, explain what has happened, and yes, you can have the book.
Okay, great.
But
love it.
I will ask when you're done with it, if you could please bring it back.
Like when he die again?
Yeah, when I die again?
Sure, or just if you no longer need it for your adventures or whatever you've got going on.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you go write your note. We'll just hang out here and wait for you to come back with the key.
Oh, I won't be back. Here's the key.
Oh, all right.
Grancis, don't worry. Okay, Mortimer, so instead of leaving the note, you go... You get the key, and if you don't, the fiery hells of Orcus will be upon your doorstep before you know it, and the waves of undead that'll lash out upon you are going to end your life.
Oh, calm down, man. He already gave
you. Oh, I mean, here's the key.
Varanasi already.
Wow. He went from 0 to 20.
That was a pretty good one, though.
That's why they pay him the big bucks down there, isn't it?
I notice I'm grabbing onto Mortimer's shirt, and I'm just like, oh, sorry, and kind of wipe it off and step back.
Wow.
That's quite all right. You got taken by some madness there for a moment. Quite all right, friend. Yes. I'm going to give the key to Thea. Nothing
I'll
personal.
Hold this. No. Yep, but, that's a good choice.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to go write that note, and best of luck with whatever you're up to.
Oh,
all right,
well,
seems legit.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mortimer.
So we're good to take it now?
Yes, I don't see why not.
Well, there's 16, there looks like a school of children who are strolling through. Maybe I should go surprise them
no.
and say, hey, it's my book.
I do not think scaring children is a good idea.
He's already...
Oh, no, is that Grancis, him walking I don't there? Think you... Is, what? It's quite a little sachet that Grancis has.
Yeah, he's like sneaking.
Blink, blink, we can tell, blink, by the way.
Strange happenings are occurring in the world of Exandria. Slayed creatures and beasts from days of yore are returning to the land of the living, and it's up to a band of unlikely heroes to re-slay them. Welcome to the Re-Slayer's Take.
Join Jasmine Bular, Jasmine Chung, Jasper Cartwright, and Caroline Lux alongside Game Masters Nick Williams and me, George Primavera, in this Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition role-playing adventure through Critical Role's fantasy world of Exandria. But don't worry, you won't need to know the rules to follow this story. All you need to know is that nothing the players do is scripted or planned, and their fates are determined by their own cleverness and the roll of a 20-sided die.
So what the heck are you waiting for? Adventure awaits in the Re-Slayer's Take.
New episodes drop weekly on Mondays wherever you stream your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Hey, kids.
Miss Hannigan, who's that old man?
Don't worry.
Why are you hiding behind? What are you doing?
Oh, I'm...
You smell like cheese.
Why do you sound like a ghost?
I'm an old man. Old men smell like cheese and ghosts.
My grandpa doesn't smell like an old man cheese ghost.
I've never smelled a ghost.
Smell? Well, you can smell me. You're smelling the ghost.
That, I feel, is inappropriate.
Mrs. Hannigan, there's a ghost over here.
And no, he's being inappropriate.
No, there's a stinky cheese man here.
I'm Grancis. I'm the book owner. This book you were learning about.
Who cares?
Because you love education, because you're children.
This big book looks boring.
I'm here for
this
the
book
bones.
Could end the world.
That book's so ugly. Why don't you take better care of your stuff? It's all wrecked and ruined and probably...
If I did it, I would have done it in really colorful inks. When I would have dotted all my I's with hearts and stars.
Heart stars.
I like making an S out of three lines and then some diagonal lines. It looks super cool.
Yeah.
Well, those all sound like great suggestions, but when you're living on an airship and only have grease pencils to write with, this is what you end up with, kid.
Are you stealing from the museum?
No, they gave my friend the key. Where did they go?
I saw your friend threaten that guy with his life.
Oh, he wasn't threatening
him.
He
pulled him by the shirt. Yeah,
he was really scary.
That's what adults do sometimes, is they grab each other by the collar and they
Miss Hannigan
the fiery...
has never grabbed anyone by the collar.
Miss Hannigan, have you grabbed anybody by the collar?
No, Sonny. I would never.
Yeah, Miss Hannigan's a big fat liar.
I'm going to tell my dad he's captain of the guard.
Oh, that's going to be awkward.
Yeah, my dad's the mayor, he'll grab you by your shirt.
Your
except
dad's
he
the
won't.
Mayor. Oh, well, you should tell him that the Decimators of Dragons are back.
The who?
The book. Look at the read the plaque.
Miss Hannigan, we haven't gotten that in history yet. When do we talk about them?
Oh, not for a while yet, Sonny.
The plaque is really high.
Okay, Miss Hannigan, read them the plaque.
I won't be doing that.
Okay, I will read them the plaque.
In fact, if you could please leave the children alone.
No, well, I've come to commandeer the book. But the plaque says this book was owned by the leader of the Decimator of Dragons.
I mean, everyone
Francis
else has left the
Thrandor
museum, right?
Ashton. He was the bravest soul ever known to have lived, and the kindest one who made the best pancakes. Oh, boy.
Well, I do like pancakes, but...
It's all about waffles, bro.
I want to see the fossils.
Waffles ain't got shit on pancakes.
We're looking at a fossil.
I said fossils.
Fuck. Okay.
Miss Hannigan, he said the F word.
He's saying swears.
No, that's just my old man voice. Everything starts with a...
Inappropriate.
It was really just uck.
All right, dearie, time to move along. Leave the kids alone.
I'm going to... Okay, everybody, I didn't get the book. I didn't actually have the key. You had the key and you didn't...
Yes, you ran ahead and wanted to harass us.
No, I didn't want to harass. I was trying
Everyone
to educate.
Was
Did you know
clear.
I was a teacher?
You said the effort in front of the children.
Right to their faces.
You slipped. I've been in the abyss for a long time.
Even I wouldn't do that. That's messed up.
They called you out for grabbing a shirt. Me, I say one word.
Well, words can hit deeper than fists. Yeah,
cuts to the bone. Okay, well, round two.
How about I just go up and I don't talk to anybody and I just take the book?
Yeah, I mean, you've got a key, so maybe just...
Yeah.
How about we just go...
I'm not going to make some fanfare about it, though, if that's all right. I'm just going to...
Well, okay. I mean, I guess that's fine.
I mean, we've been given a key, told we can take it, but... Who's to say it isn't guarded in other means? And then we get made out as thieves by the person whose life I just threatened. About that again.
Why
didn't you think about that?
Well, I mean, he did go write a note, which could be code for I'm going to get the city guard.
So we should probably,
That's a good call, Grancis.
Let's speed this whole thing up.
Something
a little?
No one has ever said before. Good call, Grancis.
All right, well, go. You got the key.
Thea runs up and unlocks the case and waits for an alarm.
Nothing comes with the key.
Lifts the lid, waits for an alarm.
There is an alarm that sounds.
Nate takes the book and just nonchalantly puts it under her cloak. What was that?
The gates.
Wait, around me or just to the room?
Just to the room.
Okay, cool. Cool.
You're not trapped in the glass tube in the
middle. Yeah, well, that's really what I thought. I was like, oh, this is shitty.
That sucks.
What is this? You guys, go on without me. Someone will have to. I'll hold the pages up. Someone else is going to have to transcribe. We will just rewrite this book one page at a time.
You hear heavy armored footsteps coming into the building. Led by Mortimer.
Mortimer, what the fuck?
Is this them there, Mortimer? Is this the ones that said they're going to steal your book? They don't look like the Decimators of Dragons.
Well, now, that's Thea over there. She's one...
Oh, that's Thea there. Yeah, that's what they all say. He says, I'm a Thea.
Who's saying it?
You're a Thea. That's a Flint. That one's covered in scales. He doesn't even look like a dwarf.
I've been decimated by them. Oh, wait, you're talking about the other one in scales.
Well, yeah, what? You've been decimated by them. That seems like something a little personal, something that you might not want to share with the city guard, but that's fine, too.
Just so that you know, they're good people.
I have ID.
And she looks exactly like that's her.
Do you see the blue hair?
Oh, yeah.
Elvira's?
Well, they got the dyes. They got the body modifications. They could explain that.
I lift out... Donnie. I'm like, Donnie, wake up. Can you...
Hey, oh, yeah. Hey.
Look.
Hey, why are we in a square box?
Well, mistakes were made.
Again. Always ending up in a square box. What's the deal? Why do you need me?
Well, the Decimators
of Dragons. I was dreaming of the crackers that we don't have.
Listen, I'll get more.
Sorry.
We're in a thing right now. These people don't believe that we're the Decimator... Two-thirds of the Decimators of... three-fifths of the Decimators of the Dragons.
Three-fifths, yeah.
Well, if I'm counting you, I'm also going to count guacamole.
Sure, yeah. Oh, of course. Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, so what do you want me to do?
I don't know. Tell them? Bite them? I'm not sure.
They are the Decimators of Dragons. Oh, you think they're going to listen to a little talking dragon there, do you?
And would you say this one, and he points to Grancis, is the leader of the Decimators of Dragons?
This one's the leader of the Decimators of Dragons. They described Grancis Thrandor Ashton as someone of big muscle and higher personality.
Oh, God. Grancis, did you write that yourself?
Well, I did have letters prepared with Leosin before my death that all of my earthly belongings would be shrined and heralded by everyone to the name of the last group that I was known to be with.
Wow.
Just to cover my bases.
So that's why the plaque with the book was so big.
Accurate.
And effusive about what an amazing man.
Because you wrote it.
Because you actually...
I mean, he polished up the word, the phrasing
it.
A little
I've
bit.
Got a question. Where in this stupid museum do you have something dedicated to Nulara? Hmm?
Well, that's six bays over there. Closer
six
to,
bays
well, closer,
over?
Closer to the front of the building there.
Yes, it's one of the ones that you just... Most people don't notice when they even walk in.
You guys, I'm mad.
She looks to her spell list.
I mean, Donnie's mad too.
All right.
I bet Johnny's mad. Johnny, get
yeah,
him.
Yeah, no. Okay. Here I go. This isn't Donnie's voice. Donnie, park the car in the yard. There we go. We found him again. All right. Yeah. I'm going to go sting him. I haven't stung anybody in a little while.
No, just bite him.
All right. Here I come, sir. This is more for them than it is for me. I sustain
this
myself
is for Nulara.
On crackers. It's also for Nulara. God rest her soul. Wherever she is captured. That's a 14. Oh, he's got hard armor. It was my teeth on his.
Not him, Donnie. The little guy who called the cops on us.
Oh.
Biting a guy with armor. Use your head.
Excuse me, tiny sir. That's a natural one. Oh. I have shimmied through these bars only to disgrace myself in the face of you all.
It's really unacceptable. It's been a while, hasn't it?
Why, put the cuffs on me, sir.
We don't have any cuffs for tiny dragons.
Just come back, Donnie.
Listen,
what could we do to prove that we are the Decimators of Dragons? This is Grancis. He is not the leader of the Decimator of Dragons. We are a collective...
Okay, what can they do? Russ, what can they do?
Oh, what can they do there, Mortimer? Well, they could tell us exactly how they arrived in Waterdeep the very first time.
Yes, they probably could do that.
They
on
could do that.
Foot.
Well, you'd be wrong.
Fuck. Clip Clop and Buttercup?
No, and definitely
tiny,
wrong.
No.
Found them later.
Okay.
Airship?
Nope.
Was it... By portal.
Boat. We went down a river.
Nope, not that either.
They arrived in the back of a wagon led by two horses and a young farmer leading them into town.
Was that true?
That's a very good story. That has more details, more color,
As opposed to by foot?
Can I try one? I'd like
to
try one.
Yeah, please.
Was it on a train?
Oh, ding, ding, ding to the person who's not a part of the Decimators of Dragons. There you go.
I know my history.
Oh, that's right. I always forget that trains exist.
I just know my Decimators history.
Oh, that's good. Okay, there's one. So you can go free. The rest of you.
Can I pass her the book through the bars?
We all kind of need to go. It's a whole thing. We need to... Go to hell and
go
save
to hell
the world.
And save the world. Yeah, I've heard that one before.
You have?
Every week someone comes in to try and steal something, saying, I'm the ruler of the world, trying to save the destiny of the many, and the end of the world is on its way.
Now, these people's defense, though, that's just Crazy George.
Yeah, is it the same person that comes
well,
in
Crazy
every
George
week?
Does come in here a lot. And his relations, yes?
We could have him on our side, another ally.
Another ally. We could get... Wait, who are you talking to? I forgot which character I was.
Yeah. You're not our ally.
I'm in it now.
You're not.
No, all right.
No,
I'm back.
Crazy
on the other
George,
side.
Though. We got to find that guy, right?
Yeah, no, he right? seems like yeah. a real cool
I think
fella.
Crazy George probably is seeing something that the others aren't.
Makes sense.
I'm going to get him.
Okay, we're here in the middle.
Wait, don't we have to do 1, 2, 3, 4?
It's happening right now.
I thought you wanted to count. It's already happening.
I clapped.
There we go.
2.
Yeah, 3. We did it.
Yes, because I didn't want to
4.
Be 2.
We did it.
You guys kind of half 1. Froze between like 2 and 3, so I just took a shot at
You're
it.
You're welcome, Russ. We made this way easier.
Yeah, nope. It's all good. Yeah, we did it, everybody.
We really got about ourselves.
We've not only started the middle, but now we've synced it.
Yeah.
So that it makes perfect sense. So this is how episodes always start.
Mm-hmm.
Normally we cut it out.
Little
not
peek
today.
Behind the curtain for
not
you.
Today.
Just we don't want to feel like we're inaccessible. You know, we're just a bunch of goobers
right.
sitting around microphones being a-holes.
Which, I mean, if you want to see what kind of goobers we are sitting around being a-holes, you can yep. soon.
Yes.
Live.
Yeah, we hit, at the end of last month, 100 patron goal.
Three digits, baby.
Which we told you, but what? Thank you, Tom. That was good underscoring. Well, we told you that, but what we didn't tell you was when the live show is. Because we were still waiting to vote in the Patreon community on when it should be. And the votes are in, everybody. July 22nd, a Friday night improv night.
Oh, boy.
A Friday improv
yep.
night.
There
That's,
we go.
Did it. And there's going to be some special guests, including Kyle
Classic. Yeah, there is. Kyle
Classic.
Sure.
Well, we've already said. Yeah. Why not?
Kyle is a yep. regular cast regular. Member, so obviously yeah. that's yeah. not
He's required
super
to be
exciting.
There.
He actually yeah. needs to be there.
Yeah, contractually yep. obligated.
That's he right. took the blood yeah. oath like the rest of us.
That's right.
We've let him out of the room for tonight so that he didn't have to do these, but he'll be there for that night.
That's right.
Also, Cicero Holmes.
Yay!
Oh, my
so
God.
So exciting.
So fun. We haven't seen him in so long.
It's been
no,
a really long time.
So many yeah. things in the world have happened since we've last seen Cicero, and it's yeah. too bad, really, because we love hanging out with him so much and can't wait to do so at the end of the month.
It's going to be such a good time.
It's
not too
time.
Late if you want to be there. You can still join Patreon, and then you can be there, and you can make suggestions and watch us embarrass ourselves, and it'll be good.
When you do join us, we have some new goals, which you can see at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. There's some pretty stellar ones as far as we're concerned, because Tom had some great ideas
I mean,
last
about
week
time.
During
oh
our
God.
Business
ideas.
Meeting.
So fucking good.
It's about damn time. In a minute, Thomas Sinus with some goals, and then Patreon.
I mean, yeah, that was
wow.
great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. so you did it.
So it's about damn time you get over there to Patreon. For our live show where Russ will definitely be singing the entire song About Damn Time by
yeah,
Lizzo.
That's how we're going to start.
And it'll be good.
Yeah, I'm going to practice from now until mm-hmm. then. All right, everybody.
There's going to be the TikTok dance, too.
Of
Are you
course.
Ready?
Oh.
In a minute, I'm in need of sentimental man or woman to pump me up.
I think like I did nailed the dance
nailing
aspect.
It, you guys.
That's pretty
sure.
good. Yeah,
yeah it got 100%.
You'll see at the live
it.
Show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You did it very well.
All right, I'm going to go practice, everybody. You get back to the episode in a minute. Somebody what about pump me up?
Bye.
Bye.
That's dad way to end that ever.
Oh. The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Or perhaps he is just a little crazy. Although you must think, how ridiculous would you feel if you are stopping someone from saving the world?
Yeah. I mean, they are all going to end up as undead very soon anyway, yes?
From what you've told me, yes. So.
I mean, this is close to Blackpool, so therefore, if it is spreading outward, likely before the whole 10-year timeline. So, I mean...
Well, how's the ley lines in this position here? Varnox feeling good in Greenest?
Not bad. I think it's definitely... It's got potential, yes.
Probably why Tiamat attacked it, too.
So when you go back to Orcus, you can tell him Greenest should probably be next on list, yes? Especially since now it looks like our plan has been thwarted by these guards, and we will not be able to save everyone.
If we're not going to get out of here, we'll be stuck in jail. Might as well make it a point of order. And I pull out a piece of paper and I write through Blackpool and I write Greenest. Fold it up, stick it in my pocket while looking at the guard.
Mortimer, are they threatening us with the end of the world? Didn't they say they want to save the world? And now they're saying that they want to destroy Greenest?
That is what they said. It's hard to know with these hooligans what's what.
It's not that hard to understand.
Okay.
Him and I were evil, and then we were going to take over the world. But then we decided to not be evil, so then we were going to stop the destruction of the world that we started.
Right.
It's obvious what is happening here. Can we just go to hell?
Your interference of us saving the world makes me want to end the world.
We're back to ending the world again. See, this seems like...
I'm just saying, this is...
Could we just look in the book, Grant? Did you write your name in there or something? You wrote two paragraphs about how buff you were to put on this informational tag here in front of the book. Did you just sign your name in the book?
This is one of the biggest plaques we have in the museum.
Yeah. See, there's my name, Grants is Thrandor Ashton, the buffest wizard around.
Penmanship check.
Yeah, could we do a handwriting analysis? Can you just write something?
Okay, yeah, I'll...
show him it's the same. Well, Varnox just crossed out Blackpool and wrote...
Can I borrow your utensil?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Add your name underneath Greenest.
Okay. Wait.
What?
I'm going to write it on my hand.
All right, give me my paper back.
I hold up the book so that they can see writing.
He writes Grancis.
Okay, look.
Make a persuasion check.
Oh, it's pretty good.
Yeah, there's similarities there. Wouldn't you say, Mortimer, you're chief handwriting specialist of the museum, aren't you?
Yes, when I'm not giving tours, that is what I tend to focus on. Yes. Authentication and whatnot. And the loop in the G here, you can see it's very similar.
Yes, yes. Your lessons with that Terry were really paying off now, aren't
they?
Oh,
yes, Terbear. He's delightful.
Yes.
Oh, my God, you guys. It's called graphology. Can we go?
Well, I mean, you've made a convincing argument putting Grancis's name here on his hand. It looks the same. Mortimer checks that out. You have blue hair. You two have threatened the world twice in the same sentence.
Weren't you Irish?
I forgot.
Irish, you just let us go.
You're talking to us about our story. Who are you?
It drifts in and out as the more excited I get. See?
You look like the dad of that kid over there. What's going on here?
That's right.
What, my kid's here? Oh, shit. All right. Well, don't tell him I said shit. He's a little bit of a brat when it comes to bad words. I'm going to just open the gate here. Grancis, if you could help me lift it, that would just be stellar.
Because you're so buff.
Oh, because I'm so buff. Look at me go.
I am going to cast, I think I have guidance. Please say I have guidance. Why would I not have guidance?
Nighthunter just wants to come and like wrench it up with one arm.
I don't have guidance.
Right, as Grancis does, Nighthunter does as well. Yeah. And in unison, the gate is thrown up.
Grancis, you're such a strong buff wizard, aren't you?
Oh, so strong, so buff. Well, thank you for your time here, Mr. Captain of the Guard and Mortimer. Screw you for letting them know.
Yes, that was a real dick move. Why not say no?
You cannot have book.
You cannot have book. You...
This is entrapment. That's what this is. Yep. It is illegal. Just saying.
I don't know if you've ever worked in a small town museum before, but it's quite boring.
All right, fair enough. Yeah, okay.
Especially when our main display is some Grancis dude's book.
Yeah. Can I get out of this? Like, is there, like, is this going to back up?
Oh, no. I'll go release the lever.
Release the lever.
I thought you said lemur. A pack yeah, of lemurs come and out. Lifts up the...
The lever lemur.
Well, it's been a great catch up. We got the book now. We'll, any good recommendations, Mortimer, of things to see in Greenest while we're here?
Well, I would say the museum, but you're already here.
You can't recommend the thing that we're in.
The Stag and Pony Inn is pretty fun.
Any chance
Ooh,
you...
Oh, cosmic bowling on Saturdays. That's delightful.
Do you know an artificer?
Oh, yes. What is his name, Irish Guard?
Oh, yeah, the artificer. We've got one of those in town here. He just moved in a couple weeks ago. His name is Squeaky McLemerson.
Another Irishman.
Another Irishman.
We just can't get enough.
Yeah, that's he lives down the block around two ways there beside the Cosmic Bowl-a-thon. And he's taking clients. Does this have to do with the beginning or the end of the world?
Well, they're fairly intertwined.
It's true.
Go before I have to arrest you.
You are a museum okay. clerk. Goodbye.
I'm a city guard.
Well, I don't know who I'm talking to.
We also enjoy wild mood swings here at the museum, so go while you can.
Yes. Let's see this Squeaky McLemerson as I eye down Mortimer.
Gives you the old, like, I'm watching you.
I'm watching you.
We cut ahead to this small cart. It's got fruits and vegetables on one side and trinkets and odds and ends on the other. It has a sign that says produce and artificing. And sitting behind the cart, tinkering away, an older gnome, gray hair frizzling around the sides that has grown down, chin length, a bit of a scraggly, bushy half beard. He's got one monocle on as he's has a fine mechanical working tool, working with some sort of small trinket. Doesn't really see you approach as there are several people kind of passing, picking up fruit and tossing him a coin every now and again.
I think we all just stand in front of the cart, just kind of like.
And maybe I'll say hello in gnomish.
Sure.
You know, so he pays attention. It's not that many of us.
Throat clear and then the hello, and he looks up, and also in gnomish, he responds,
How's an old Irishman sound? Well, hello there. What can I do for you? Apples, oranges, bananas. They're all right there. Just take what you like and you can be on your way.
We actually need to get to hell. We're hoping you could adjust some coordinates for us.
You need to get to hell.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, this is, I got fruits and vegetables. The bananas are divine.
We're not looking for the divine.
Some say that when the watermelon goes bad, well, it's kind of like going to hell. I don't know what you mean. I've never gone to hell.
I pull a ring off of my finger and I say, well, see, this item here kind of already does it. We just need you to change where it does it to. So.
He takes it from you if you offer it freely.
Yeah, I place it on the cart.
He picks it up and begins examining it and then lifts up like this drawer top. It folds up, and this long, extendable, like intricate mechanical arm just kind of envelopes out, and it presents like these binocular-like device, But they have like this green aura glow to the lenses. And he looks through them and he's holding up. He says, well, this is a very interesting piece. Where did you say you came by it?
Family heirloom.
Interesting. And, yes, I see. It goes into the depths of the abyss. That's not a great place to go, and you want to take it to hell instead.
Well, yes, you know.
Okay, yeah. Well, it comes at a pretty penny. You all look like you could probably afford it, though. It looks like you've been around a little bit. You have a very similar aesthetic to the giant statue in Town Square there. Dwarven, lizard, dragon... Are you Flint?
Guilty as charged.
Oh, all right. Well, you look like the statue. That's what gave you away there. I mean, I can see past all the shines and sparkles, but we can talk that another time. Yeah, absolutely. I can send this to just about anywhere you like.
Well, we don't want you to send it anywhere. We want it to be able to send us somewhere. Just to clarify, in case
that's what I said.
Not clear. Okay.
I'll send you and it anywhere you like. Well, I mean, it's going with you, is it not?
It is the thing that sends.
Okay, but it doesn't stay.
Oh, you guys, yes, yes.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes is the answer.
Okay.
You understand so by this.
I mean, I could explain the mechanics of it with you, but really, it is going to the place and taking you along with it. Now, normally, does it take more than just one person, or does it take multiple individuals?
Typically, no more than two people. So, if we can modify that, that would be fantastic.
Up the juice, yeah, crank it up. Hopefully, it can sustain a little bit of extra nos, as they say in the industry.
So, where did your Irish accent go?
It drifts. As you get older, you find a lot of dialects that run by, and you just kind of pick the ones that you like for the time that you like them. It just kind of drifts in and out.
That sounds good.
Yeah, it's easy. Easy. Keeps people on their toes. Yeah, the price would be probably a good, 750 gold. Shouldn't be a problem. It's the juice. It's the extra juice that's going to get you.
I've got, 10 gold.
I also have 10 gold.
Well.
I have 7.
Well, it looks like we're going to have to go back to the days of the early level side quest in order to get you a little bit more gold there, friends. Just so happens I need a little job done in order to finish some of my trinkets and knickknacks.
Okay, and?
Well, you got to venture out into the Dead Man's Marsh. Find me some sprinkles and such.
Can you be more specific?
Yep, I can be. Next time on Dungeons and Dragons.
Dungeons and Dragons, Season 2, Episode 128, starring Amy Moore as Thea and Nighthunter, Carla Maxted as Lipsinky, Tom Laird as Flint, with Kyle Classett as Varanox and Russ Moore as your Dungeon Master. Production and sound design by Russ Moore. This episode featured music from Epidemic Sound and Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.filmmusic.io and sound effects from Epidemic Sound, Boom Library, and Sound Ideas. A huge thank you to our supporting producers, Gabriel Lynch, Jessica Babiak, Kat Waterflame, Jacob Madden, Christian Brown, Craig Zeiss, Aaron Stevens, Darylith, Perry Matey, L.A. Branton, Nathaniel Teeter, and Nicholas Cooper. Join us today at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast, where we've reached 100 patrons and will be hosting a live improv night exclusive for all of our patrons coming up in July. Details will be available soon on Patreon and in our Discord. Plus, we've just announced some new community goals and some amazing new bonus content coming along with them, including in-character positive affirmations and the return of monthly one-shot episodes where we're excited to try out new characters, new games, and play a whole smattering of different great things that we hope you're gonna love. Thank you for listening. Have a great week. We'll talk again soon.
Oh, I do not believe that's what that plaque says at all, good sir.
Yes, and?
Oh, I wish I knew my episode history better so I could just ask you questions about your adventures.
Like that? I'd be like, I'm no, like, you know what, you're right.
I'm trying to think of things that I can't, though, so that's all right.
Dungeons & Dragons is a Dumb Dragons production.
The Fable & Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Friends, half-orcs, countrymen, lend me your pointy ears. Of Mice and Men and Monsters is a podcast which combines the art and beauty of classic literature with the fun of Dungeons & Dragons roleplay. These episodes are led by me, Kate, your master teacher, which is Dungeon Master meets High School English teacher. We take on quests in these fascinating worlds, meeting and adventuring with the greatest literary characters of all time, solving puzzles set up by the dubious Dr. Frankenstein.
One eye is over there, and the other eye is rolled over
there.
Exactly
right.
Hunting Moby Dick alongside Captain Ahab.
I've rolled a one.
Are you rolling?
Of Mice and Men and Monsters is a faithful yet irreverent way to interact with the stories which have influenced us for centuries. Plus, it's a much more exciting way to experience literature than writing an essay. Essays don't have swords which burst into flame, or poop monsters hiding in toilets.
Anybody got some poop for me?
A new episode of Mice and Men and Monsters is released every other Wednesday, wherever you listen to podcasts.